Proclamation number 5600 of 12th of February, 1953. Power of the Divine Word. A powerful flow of strength touches the soul which willingly accepts my word, for the will to hear me also opens it to receive my strength. This is why I want my word to be offered again and again to people on earth or also to the souls in the beyond in order to stimulate their will. But the effect is only felt by the soul which is willing to listen to me, which tries to make contact with me in faith and thus listens to what I have to say to it. Every soul needs a supply of strength, be it on earth or also in the beyond, as long as it is not yet perfect. Once it has become receptive to light, it is constantly illuminated by light and is blissfully happy about it. Yet before the soul has reached this state, it is lightless and also powerless, even though it has physical strength as a human being on earth. But the soul is in darkness and cannot be blissfully happy without the supply of light. And therefore it has to be supplied with my word, which, as a ray of light from above, has an exceedingly beneficial effect. It is to carry out work on itself on earth which it cannot manage without the supply of strength. It is to change the state of ignorance into a state of knowledge, for which it therefore also needs light. And the soul also receives both in the form of my word so that it can become on earth what its destiny is, a being which can now constantly receive light in the spiritual kingdom and emanate it again. But if it is neglected to do so on earth, then it can still attain light and strength in the beyond, yet far more difficult than in earthly life. It must now also receive my word in the beyond in order to draw light and strength from it if it does not want to remain in the dark state in which it entered the spiritual world. But as soon as my word touches a willing soul, it feels miraculously struck. It is stirred in its innermost being. Sparks of light delight it and increase its desire for constant light, and it also feels an influx of strength which impels it into activity, which also strengthens its will to provide the soul with nourishment it lacks. It is not mere words which the soul hears, which willingly receives my offered gift of grace, but it feels addressed by a loving being, and its love powerfully touches the soul and it therefore completely surrenders itself to the effect of my address. And as soon as the soul has mustered this will, it has escaped the state of darkness, a brightness surrounds it and its realization, its knowledge, increases, for the strength of my word brings about this change because it is my direct emanation upon the beings which open themselves to my word. Therefore, this one important task remains for you, my servants on earth, to convey my word to your fellow human beings or to the souls in the beyond. Depending on the listener's willingness, the effect on his soul will also be. Whoever rejects it will remain in darkness and powerlessness, whoever accepts it will infallibly ascend. There is therefore a sure means to help the souls up out of the darkness of spirit. My word which, however, I myself cannot convey directly to the beings in darkness, neither on earth nor in the spiritual kingdom, but which is to be carried through mediators to places where souls want to work with love but first have to possess themselves what they are to give and therefore open their hearts themselves in order to receive light and strength from me. But you should convey the gifts of grace with love, because only then will the strength of the word take effect on the souls to whom your love applies. Amen.